I want to know what's been going on, Harry said at once. He did not look at Mrs. Weasley. He had been touched by what she had said about his being as good as a son, but he was also impatient at her mollycoddling. Sirius was right. He was not a child. Very well, said Mrs. Weasley, her voice cracking. Ginny, Ron, Hermione, Fred, George, I want you out of this kitchen, now. There was instant uproar. We're of age, Fred and George bellowed together. If Harry's allowed, why can't I? Shouted Ron. Mum, I want to, wailed Ginny. No, shouted Mrs. Weasley, standing up, her eyes overbright. I absolutely forbid. Molly, you can't stop Fred and George, said Mr. Weasley wearily. They are of age. They're still at school, but they're legally adults now, said Mr. Weasley in the same tired voice. Mrs. Weasley was now scarlet in the face. All right, then. Fred and George can stay, but Ron, Harry'll tell me and Hermione everything you say anyway, said Ron hotly. Won't you? He added uncertainly, meeting Harry's eyes. For a split second, Harry considered telling Ron that he wouldn't tell him a single word, that he could try a taste of being kept in the dark and see how he liked it. But the nasty impulse vanished as they looked at each other. Of course I will, Harry said. Ron and Hermione beamed. Fine, shouted Mrs. Weasley. Fine! Ginny! Bed! Ginny did not go quietly. They could hear her raging and storming at her mother all the way up the stairs, and when she reached the hall, Mrs. Black's ear-splitting shrieks were added to the din. Lupin hurried off to the portrait to restore calm. It was only after he had returned, closing the kitchen door behind him and taking his seat at the table again, that Sirius spoke.
Okay, Harry. What do you want to know?
Harry took a deep breath and asked the question that had been obsessing him for a month. Where's Voldemort? What's he doing? I've been trying to watch the Muggle news, he said, ignoring the renewed shudders and winces at the name, and there hasn't been anything that looks like him yet. No funny deaths or anything.
That's because there haven't been any suspicious deaths yet, said Sirius. Not as far as we know, anyway, and we know quite a lot.
More than he thinks we do, anyway, said Lupin. How come he's stopped killing people? Harry asked. He knew that Voldemort had murdered more than once in the last year alone.
Because he doesn't want to draw attention to himself at the moment, said Sirius. It would be dangerous for him. His comeback didn't come off quite the way he wanted it to, you see. He messed it up. Or rather, you messed it up for him, said Lupin with a satisfied smile.
How? Harry asked perplexedly.
You weren't supposed to survive, said Sirius. Nobody apart from his Death Eaters was supposed to know he'd come back, but you survived to bear witness.
And the very last person he wanted alerted to his return the moment he got back was Dumbledore, said Lupin, and you made sure Dumbledore knew at once.
How has that helped? Harry asked.
Are you kidding? Said Bill incredulously. Dumbledore was the only one you know who was ever scared of.